रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते ए नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 107. सेज अगस्त्य इंपार्ट्स द आदित्य हृदय टू रामा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Maharishi Agastya was one of those that came there with the Deva host to witness the wonderful battle between Rama and Ravana. He observed that Ravana was fatigued after a hard fight, but faced Rama once again with boundless anger. He also noted that Rama himself was sunk in thought how to overcome Ravana without revealing his supreme divinity. So he drew near Raghuvira and addressed him. Rama, Rama of boundless valor, have you forgotten your matchless deeds of heroism? I will impart to you a secret eternal knowledge of the Vedas. Listen to this hymn of praise known as the Aditya Hridaya. It will gladden the heart of the sun god. Boundless is the merit gained by those who recite it. Our enemies will perish. Victory will be ours. The power of this mantra knows no waning. It brings in its wake all good things and purifies us of all former sins. Dispelling every sin committed till now, bodily illness and mental care, it lengthens the span of one's natural life. Utter, my beloved child, this mighty hymn of praise. You will gain the strength to vanquish your foes. The Supreme Lord present in the heart of the sun is also the inner ruler who sits in our heart and directs everything. The Shruti runs thus, he who abides in the sun, he who guides the sun. He who resides in the heart of Aditya and in the self runs the mind. The God whom you should meditate upon is the golden reed. He has risen high in the sky. He is the Lord of all the gods, their soul that holds them all within himself. The Shruti declares, beyond this, beyond the heavens and the worlds above, beyond this universe, beyond everything manifest, is a light that illuminates the higher worlds. Day and night, the Supreme Lord gives light to the worlds. It is His splendor that lights up the sun, the moon, the fire, and the rest. He protects the worlds through the sunshine, rain, and dew. So praise Him through this Aditya Hridaya. The Shruti has it, the sun, the moon, the stars, the lightning illuminate not that spot. Why speak of the Lord of Fire? All these are made to shine but through the Supreme Lord's splendor and depend upon Him. He is the very soul of the Devatas. The Shruti tells us that the sun is the soul of the universe and the support. He is the heart of all the gods. He is endowed with the power of crushing foes. He protects the world through His rays. He extends His light and favor over the ever-liberated ones and endows them with their very essence of being. They enjoy that existence through His eternal wish. Ever dear to the heart of the Lord, they are eternal. He protects through His ray the Devas, the Asuras, and all the created beings. The Vedic texts describe that the offerings duly made in the fire reach the Supreme Lord, and He sends down the rain, and from it we have food, and from it we have the whole creation. He is verily the Supreme One, whom the yogis meditate in their hearts. The golden-hued Purusha in the center of the solar orb, the four-faced Brahma, Mahavishnu, Parameshiva, Subramanya, the nine Prajapatis, Mahendra, Kubera, the god Mrityu, Yama, Soma, Varuna, Pitris, Vasus, Sadhyas, the Ashwins, the Maruts, Manu, Vayu, Agni, and the other gods hold the Supreme One in their hearts as the inner ruler. He is verily the inner ruler of you and me and other beings, says Brahma to Shiva. He is Upendra in whom Vishnu took birth. He is Shiva according to the text. He is Brahma, he is Shiva, he is Hari, he is Indra, he is Subramanya, he is Skanda who drains away the energy of the foes. He is the Prajapati that moves in the womb of the universe. He is Mahendra that sought Indra in the highest Akasha. Indra became very firm through His might. He is endowed with power, greatness and potency by His very nature. It is He that gives us food and wealth. Hence He is Kubera, though He brings about the results of our actions only. He is time. Again, the Brahma Sutra has it that He is the eater of all, since He destroys all creation, animate and inanimate. Parashara tells us that the Lord knows no beginning as He is the Spirit of Time. He is Yama because He judges all creatures and dispenses the results of their actions. Manu tells us that King Yama, the son of Surya, abides in your heart. He is Soma because He keeps the waters of immortality ever fresh and flowing. Soma moves as the wind. He brightens up the intellect of the creatures. He creates the Akasha. So we have it that He is the seed and root of all created beings. He is Varuna, the Lord of waters. The Smriti has it that the word up denotes men and waters. The two are the abode of one who is therefore named Narayana. The Vedic text says, He brought out the waters in the beginning, so He is the Lord of all the objects denoted by the word up. Pitris, they are the Agnishvatas, Varhishadas, Ajayapas, Somapas, Sukalins and the like. Vasus, they are eight in number, Dhruva, Tara, Soma, Apas, Vaishvanara, Anila, Pratyusha and Prabhava. Or according to a Vedic text, Agni the earth, Vayu the middle word, the sun, Akasha, the moon and the stars are the Vasus. Sadhyas, Manu, Mantra, Pranada, Chetayana, Vidhi, Jaya, Naya, Hamsa, Narayana, Prabhava, Vidhu, Vidyavan, 12 in number. They are meant for multiplying the beings of the world. The mantras form the body. They are born in the mantras as the sons of Dharma, says Vayu Purana. Ashwins, born of the sun and his wife Sanjana, when she took the form of a mare. Marut, so named because they never die. They are 51 in number, beginning with Sukra Jyoti, according to Vayu Purana. Manu, the Veda says, there is no other but he who thinks. The root man means to think. Vayu, he causes everything to smell sweet, according to the Shruti texts. All acts, all desires and all scents, all tastes are verily he. Agni, distributes to the gods the offerings made in the yagas. Yagas, yajnas, tank, well and such like public benefits are brought about with his cooperation. Likewise, he supports the worlds so far created and those that are still being fashioned. He is like the axis round which the world revolves. He is verily Agni, he is verily Vayu, he is verily Surya, he is verily Chandra. He is verily the cause of all beings functioning. If this Akasha does not exist in its form of happiness, who can dare to breathe or who can dare to live? Shruti. He brings about the spring and the other seasons. The Vishnu Sahasranama has the word Ritu as one of the names of the Lord. According to the text, not an atom moves except through Him. He abides in all beings as the inner ruler and brings about all acts. The Shruti tells us He enters the heart of beings and causes it to act. He is the means of attaining the highest wisdom. Till now, I have instructed you in the form and qualities of the God whom you have to worship through this hymn of praise. Now, I shall teach you the hymn itself known as Aditya Hridaya. You took birth as Aditi's son. You brought into being this universe. Impelled by you, all creatures act. You range through the skies for the good of the world. Through the showers of rain, you nourish all the beings. Lustrous are your rays, you are golden-hued, you shine in boundless splendor. You created the golden world of Brahma, you create the day. Black horses draw his car, many thousands are his rays. One single horse named Sapta draws him, so the Shruti says. Extremely bright, he puts to flight the darkness. From him proceeds all happiness. He annihilates all forms. And again, he recreates them as being reborn in the universe that lay dead. He shines forever. He is within the golden universe. Manu says that the egg is golden in hue like a million suns. He is a home of coolness for those who are scorched by the three fires that torment the flesh. He burns everything. He lights up everything. He is extolled by all. By day he holds the fire within himself. The Shruti says that when the sun arises, the Lord of Fire takes his place by him in his car. Born as a son of Aditi, he is a protector of Purindara. He withdraws himself in the evening. He dispels the mist. He is a lord of the firmament. He has the strength to shelter Rahu and shake off his hold. He is the cause of the rains. He is the friend of the ocean where the waters rest. During his southern passage, his path is over the Vindhyas. He floats in the sky like a boat. He is the home of heat. He is spherical in shape. He is a destroyer of foes. He is yellow when he rises. He makes all things glow with heat at noon. He brings out and teaches sciences like grammar. The Shruti says that there is nothing that he knows not. He rules the world. Mighty is his luster, overcomes all enemies. His love encompasses all beings. He causes them to rejoice. From him all creatures derive their life. He is the sovereign of the stars and planets. The heavens, the sky and the sun, moon and the stars, the quarters, the earth and the vast oceans, all these are held together for work and use through the energy of Vasudeva. It is he that establishes the universe. He is brighter than all the other radiant gods, since the Shruti tells us that he through whom the sun receives his radiance and shines, he is the sun of our sun. Indra, Dhata, Bhaga, Pushan, Mitra, Varuna, Aryama, Archis, Vivaswan, Trashtra, Savita and Vishnu are his 12 forms. He is the center of these 12 globes. And to you thus manifest do I bow in reverence. Aditya, the Upanishad says, he receives everything into himself, so he is named Aditya. That is why he makes all matter manifest. Savita, he is a source from which springs the entire universe, or he is its ruler. Surya, he impels all beings to act. He is Paramatma. He is in all beings as a ruler. He is the inner ruler of all beings. Khaga, the Vedic text tells us he shines as the highest Akasha, as a ruler of all these worlds. Pushan, he has the universe under his protection. Gabhastiman, he is eternally associated with Lakshmi, who is all-pervading. Even as Mahavishnu, so is Mahalakshmi, all-pervading, says the Vishnu Puran. Suparna, this is another reading of Suvarna. He is the Paramatma according to the Shruti. Two birds are there of fine plumage, ever uniting and residing upon the same tree. Tapana, himself sound asleep, he consumes his foes by his energies. Hiranyaretas, the Manusmriti tells us, he evolved at first as Prakriti in the form of waters, and therein did he let his energy pervade. It turned itself into this Brahmanda, golden in hue like millions of suns. So he is the golden germ or the seed that evolves this Brahmanda. Divakara, he dispels the darkness of ignorance in all beings and lets in the light of knowledge. Haridaswa, he rides upon Garuda, lovely to view. Sahasrarchi, is endowed with countless perfection. Saptasapti, this hints at the Kalki Avatara. Marichiman, he carries with him the weapons, conch, the disc and the mace to destroy his foes. Timiron Mathana, he wards off all obstacles in the way of dawn of wisdom, consistently with the Shruti text. He abides in the hearts of all and is the dearest friend, destroying the ill fortune and grief. Shambhu, the Shruti says, he spreads joy and happiness all around, tells us that he has eyes everywhere. Tvashta, the Parashurama Avatara is hinted here as it means that he cleared the earth of Kshatriyas, the warrior clans, thrice seven times. Amshuman, the Shruti says that Narayana pervades everything in and out. Hiranyagarbha, he contains in himself all these worlds, and the Shruti says that Hiranyagarbha was the only one at the beginning. Tapana, he causes danger and grief to those that are foes of his dependence. Bhaskara, it was he that fashioned the worlds whereby one can come into contact with all things directly. Agnigarbha, The Shruti tells us that Rudra came from Narayana. So he has in his womb the Rudra, that is the fire of dissolution. Shankar, he is boundless bliss incarnate. Sishirasana, he destroys the mist and cold as the sun. Vyomanatha, as a Tamasa Ahankara, he evolves the Akasha Tattva. The Akasha springs from the Atman. Shruti. Tamo Bhedi, he destroys the darkness of ignorance in the hearts of his devotees. Samparaga, he is the end and finality of all Vedas. Jnana Vrishti, he pours down like the rains the results of all actions. Apamitra, I recline on the vast sheets of waters during the period of dissolution, the Shruti tells us. He is the one whom the wise ones hold in the midst of the oceans. Vindyaviti, he leads the soul quickly and easily through the nadi known as the Sushumna, that is hard to pass along at the time of the departure of the jiva from the body. It is he that rewards us with liberation. He leads these jivas to the presence of the absolute truth. It is through his grace and his presence in the heart that the soul leaves his body through the nadi Sushumna, which is the one after the hundred such that arises from the heart. Atapi, it is he that plans and revolves the evolutions of these worlds. The Shruti tells us that his meditation takes the form of wisdom. Mandali, he is adorned with the jewel Kaustubha. Mrityu, he is the dweller in the god Mrityu, as the Shruti has it. Pingala, though great and mighty beyond compare, he is endowed with the divine trait of extreme affability that shows itself in his moving so freely and on equal terms with the souls that set themselves up through ignorance against him. Sarvatapana, he destroys this universe in an instant. Salutations unto you, enthroned on the eastern mountain of sunrise. Salutations to you, enthroned on the western mountain of sunset. Salutations to you, the Lord of the globes of light and the ruler of the day. Salutations to you who confers success on your devotees and bestows all good. To you who is drawn by black horses. Salutations to you of resistless prowess. You destroy physical and mental ills of those that adore you and bless them with everything good and holy. You ride on the shoulders of Hanuman. Salutations to you who contains in himself countless millions of souls. You are Aditya in manifestation. You are harsh and severe to those that seek you not. You impel all beings towards their actions. You travel through 2,000 yojanas in half a second, and unto you go forth my salutations. I bow unto you who are above Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra, the lords of manifestation, function and involution. You are the supreme absolute truth. You are the sun manifest. You proclaim as Aditya your boundless light and glory. You withdraw into yourself the entire universe, and to you I bow in reverence as Rudra on the occasion. The Shruti tells us that this Aditya is verily Brahmanas. The Lord Janardana himself takes the names and forms of Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra that function as the fashioner, the conductor and the destroyer of the worlds. To him, the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas are food, says the Smriti. The terrible form he takes on when destroying his foes hints at his avatara as Narasimha. I salute you who disperse darkness. You deal death to the enemies of those who take refuge in you. You chase away mist and dew. The form that you assume is boundless. You are destroyer of ungrateful men. Your radiance and splendor is something peculiar and apart. You are the lord of everything that blazes and shines. You are the color of molten gold. You distribute to the gods their share of offerings as Lord Agni. You are the maker of all the worlds. You remove the darkness of ignorance. You are mercy incarnate. You are the inner ruler of all beings and the witness of their merits and sins. From the name Sarva Devatmaka, the soul of all the gods, up to Loka Sakshi, the witness of everything, are the mantras numbering 108 contained in this praise known as Aditya Hridaya. Having thus instructed Rama, the Rishi again praises the Supreme Lord, who is a presiding deity thereof. He destroys the worlds on the day of the great dissolution and brings it again into being. He is the protector of everything and causes the waters to dry up. It is he that burns up everything. It is he that brings us the rains through his rays. It is he that is ever awake and alert as the inner ruler of all the beings when they are withdrawn into the state of sushupti or dreamless sleep. He is a fire sacrifice and the fruit thereof. He enables men to conduct these rites. He takes unto himself the rites and gives them the rewards thereof. It is he that should be known by all beings. It is he that is adored by yajna, yaga and such like ceremonies. He is the presiding deity of all worldly acts. He brings their results as the lord of all. As this Aditya is all-powerful and almighty. Raghava, if a man would meditate upon the God and sing his praises in times of danger and difficulty, in lonely forest, in moments of impending fear, nothing happens to him amiss. So, concentrate your thoughts and adore with devotion this God of gods, the Lord of the boundless universe. This hymn of praise, Aditya Hridaya, recited 3 times, brings you victory in battle. This very moment will you slay Ravana. Having thus instructed Rama, the Maharishi Agastya went back to his place. Raghava of matchless radiance cast away his weariness of heart. He listened to it and kept it in memory most gladly with senses and mind well under control. He purified himself, sipped the holy water thrice, recited the mantras duly with his soul and heart centered upon Aditya. Boundless joy filled his heart. His valor and splendor grew apace. He took a good look at Ravana who faced him. His heart danced with joy and delight. He decided within himself to slay his foe in battle and put his heart in the work. The Lord of the day cast a look of supreme affection at Rama who praised him there. He was supremely pleased at his devotion and praise. His hair stood on end as he said, "This Lord of the Rakshasas has met his fate." With this blessing, he addressed himself to Rama from his place among the gods on high and said, "Rama, lose no time in sending Ravana to his doom." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam. Why should Rama pray to Surya? Later in Yudhakan, we find that Brahma, Rudra and Indra and others proclaim with one voice that Rama is Lord Narayana himself and so he is greater than the greatest, the Lord Vishnu. But here we find that the sun is described as being endowed with all such perfections. The solution to this problem is in the Chandogya Upanishad, we find that Aditya is a presiding deity of the Madhu Vidya. However, it is the inner ruler of the sun, the supreme lord, that should be adored thereby. He is verily the objective thereof, as the Maharishi Vedavyasa teaches us in the Brahma Sutras. So, this praise of Aditya Hridaya has his objective deity, the supreme lord, that is the inner ruler of Aditya himself. This story of Rama teaches us from the beginning to the end that Lord Narayana is the supreme one. Haribol.